This is Passport to Texas. Writer Melissa Gaskill is never at a loss for things to do on the Texas coast.
I spent my middle school and high school years on the beach. I have spent my adult life all along the coast. And believe it or not, that article only scratches the surface.
The article Melissa's referring to is one she wrote for the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine titled Go Coastal. It's a compendium of diverse activities.
I just made a list right off the top of my head and sent it to the editor and said, but how does this look? And she goes, great. And we refined it a little bit, but for the most part, these are just things I've been doing all my life and loving.
Melissa says the first place to start a coastal visit is on the beach, but you needn't stay there.
There are places to hike. You get in a kayak. A kayak is a wonderful way to explore. You can charter a boat. You can go offshore. You can go out on a fishing pier. There are all of the touristy things. You can go to the pier and ride a Ferris wheel. You can go to a restaurant and sit out on the deck, feed fish, that sort of thing. Or you can go off the beaten path, ride a horse or kayak or hike off into some pretty remote areas.
Melissa Gaskill returns tomorrow and shares more about her Go Coastal article for the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Funding for the show is provided in part by Ram Trucks. Doing what's right and good regardless of the degree of difficulty takes guts. Those are the people who build Ram Trucks. Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.